The Happy Meditator. With a leg cross onto his skateboard, he cropped himself from the mirage, no longer afraid to be discovered by the pale, shiny people who populated the beach, bleaching the oasis with their sunscreen. He became three-dimensional again, solid enough to hear the rustle of summer leaves. When his mother called, he tried to explain to her how he could depart instantly from places when they no longer seemed real. The city, the lakeside, the closeness of today, leaving behind not so much a shadow as a doorway open to interpretation.